Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. Now, this morning I have a couple ladies from our neighboring county, Calhoun County. They've got a business venture going on and doing quite well. Been at it for 35 years. Just did a recent remodel and opened their place up. With me, I have Kim Ballman and Greg and Kim. Kim's husband are owners, and their daughter Mandy Eichmeyer is a manager. So I have Mandy and Kim with me this morning. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. The Hardin Drive-In, boy, it's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. 35 years.
Yeah. Now, did you guys open it originally, or did somebody else open it?
No, there was a Ringhausen's opened it back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Okay.
And then we bought it from a Johnson, but Al Hillen and his wife had it before them.
I see. Yeah, I remember, of course, I grew up in Calhoun High School, and Greg and I, your husband, Greg, and I wish he would have came today.
Yeah. Me too.
He's a homebody.
Yeah, he said.
Anyway, we grew up all through grade school and high school and had a lot of good times together. I know when I was a kid, we would always go there after practices. We'd always go to the Hardin Drive-In and get sodas or ice cream or whatever. It's been a heck of a spot for many, many years.
Yes, it has. And we're still doing that today.
Yep.
We still have it today.
Now, what you've done recently, though, is you've added on to the top of it, right?
No, we tore the old building totally down.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, because I hadn't been over, I mean, I come and go through, but I thought that you built on top, but you tore it down and started over.
And started totally over.
Ah, well, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. So you've been in the business for 35 years.
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy. That's a lot. And Mandy, how about you? How long have you been helping your mom out?
I would say I was like 12 when I started waiting tables.
Okay.
And I've been there ever since.
Well, back in the 70s when I went there, you couldn't eat inside.
Correct.
Back in those days.
Yes.
So when you built the whole new building, mm-hmm. I know it's two stories, and there's a pretty cool ramp that goes back and forth all the way to the second floor.
Yep.
And you built a big deck on the back of it, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes. Now, what happens... what happens down on the bottom, on the first floor? What goes on down there?
Well, that's just basically, it sits on piers. You know, we have a lower level, and that's where we're wanting to bring our deck down off so we can utilize that space also.
Okay, but what goes on? Like, get storage or whatever down in?
Nothing right now.
Oh, nothing. Everything's on the second floor.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. I'll ask you this question now. How many square feet is that building?
I don't know.
You know, how many tables do you have?
Well, I'll tell you what.
How many seat?
We seat right at 95.
95?
Yeah.
Inside?
Inside.
Okay. And how many will you seat outside?
We have four fairly large picnic tables right now out on the deck that can seat eight people
A table.
So, and they've been utilizing them since it's been nice.
Yeah. So you can seat another 32 outside.
Yep.
Eventually, how many people will you seat on that deck?
I'm hoping to seat as many outside as inside.
Okay. So you'll get up to almost close to 200.
Right.
And so you got a brand new kitchen.
Yes.
Brand new dining room.
Yep.
Everything's brand new.
Yeah.
Well, that is cool.
Her dream.
Her dream?
That was my dream, yes. I wanted a brand new kitchen.
Well, I don't blame that. Now, do you do the cooking in there?
I do.
Okay. Speaking of cooking, what all do you serve over there?
We have a full menu, but we are known for our catfish. All of our hamburgers are hand patted. We okay. patty every single one of them out. There's no frozen
nothing
hamburger there. We make a lot of in-house things, homemade potato salad, our house dressings homemade. Sloppy Joes are a huge thing. Those are all homemade. Those are all Grandma Ballman's, Mary Jane Ballman's recipes.
Oh, yes. I remember Mary Jane. She was quite a cook.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was.
Yes. Now, she didn't get in on this operation, did she?
No.
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 I didn't think so. Yeah. She was smarter than that, right?
Yeah.
She stayed back on the farm.
Yeah.
So you got catfish. And do you do buffalo as well?
Yes, yep. Yes, okay. We do buffalo.
It's one of our bigger sellers, the yep. catfish and buffalo.
Okay, so you are open. How early? How early you open?
We don't open till 11.
Okay.
And then we close at 8 at night.
11 to 8? Yeah.
Hopefully maybe extend an hour or two this summer.
Okay.
But we do private parties or whatever, if they want to come in, you know, earlier or whatever.
And you have ice cream still?
We still have the ice cream.
Okay. Yeah. Now, it used to be at the Hardin Drive-In, you could pull up, park, go to a window. Can you still do that?
No. We missed that part.
Okay. You do?
Yes, yeah. We do.
So now you basically, you have to come up the ramp and you'll come in the front door. And there's a little serving window there. So we still have that serving window.
Okay.
But you're not standing in the rain. You're not standing in the cold. You're not in the heat anymore. You're nice and comfortable waiting on your ice cream.
Now, you'd mentioned something earlier about you're going to bring on some steaks soon.
Yep, we're going to bring on steaks.
Yeah, what kind of steaks are you going to serve?
Probably New York strip, T-bones, porterhouses.
Okay, that'll be good.
Yep.
People like that.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Steaks, burgers, catfish, ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like a pretty full menu.
Yeah, it's a pretty full menu.
Yeah. And I understand that you don't have a liquor license right now.
No.
But you are working on it.
Working on it, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Let's talk a little bit. Tell us about what happened that you decided to demo the building and start over. What happened about that?
Well, it was a big ordeal.
It was?
Back in the last flood of 21, wasn't it?
21?
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
Me and Greg decided that we was getting to the age that we can't do this sandbagging no more.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And living there for months.
Oh, my. You kidding?
So we said when we was there this last time, because we almost lost it back in 21. And we said then, you know, we were going to close it down or rebuild.
And you talked him into rebuilding. Oh, I see you're pointing over to Kim or you're pointing to Mandy.
Yeah.
Mandy talked you into rebuilding.
So, yeah, mom and dad basically come to me and said, we're not sandbagging anymore. I'm too old for this. This has to end. So it's, do you want the business? And I said, yes. And dad said, okay, we'll build you a new building.
Oh, man, what a dad.
He is. He's an awesome dad.
He is. He's an awesome guy. I've known him for, I don't know, since we were about 6 years old. So, yep.
But there was a catch to that. It was, you're going to run it. You're going to live it. It's going to be yours. So,
well, yeah, that's what dads do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Now, speaking of the floods, okay, the first flood that I went through, I was 15 years old, the 73 flood.
Flood.
Okay. Yeah. And that was like a war zone.
Yeah.
And that went on for... Oh, how many months?
Months
and months.
Months.
I can remember as a child during the 73 flood, I never ate a meal at home for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And all I did every, and you ate at the USO.
Yeah.
Yeah. The meals were there.
There.
They had set it up.
Yep.
You'd get up, you'd go sandbag. I can remember, especially I was 15 and I had buddies and that were 15 as well. And we'd be sandbagging. And I mean, I remember somebody throwing me the keys to a brand new Ford truck pickup. Said, here, you guys can use my truck to haul them sandbags. I need sandbags over about, you know, over at this area in the middle of town.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So had a lot of freedom in 73. I mean, yes. it was some tough times.
Yeah. It was tough times. That's like in 21. I mean, they kind of did that too with the four wheelers and the.
Right.
What do you call them? The side gators.
The side by sides.
They moved a lot of them side by sides.
Yeah. And it was.
So the big floods for Hardin, 73, 93 was a big one.
Yeah.
And then was the next big one? 2021
would have been
the next big one.
Yeah.
But we had two back 1 year. Because I remember sandbagging New Year's Eve and I thought.
Yeah, it was freezing cold and that was a bad one because it was so cold. I don't know if that was 2018 or 2019 when the water come up. But it was after Christmas. It started coming up and New Year's Eve, we were
sandbagging.
Yes. And I've heard talk or news that eventually we might get a new bridge coming through.
Yes, we hear that. Yes.
What do you think about that? What's your opinion? What do you think?
Well,
are you excited about it?
No, not really.
No?
Yes and no. I mean, I get it that Hardin needs it. I totally get that. But I don't like the idea of them tearing down the Joe Page Bridge. That's such a staple.
Well, it is something else.
That's the only downfall. And from what I understand is if the new bridge comes in, the old one will come down. And that's hard. That's going to be such
but the thing about it is, I know it'll come down, but then you can still be able to get out of Calhoun, get out of Hardin, which you're not able to do when the big floods hit.
No, you're not. Okay. So I don't know. That's kind of a...
That's an iffy one.
Yeah, sentiment. I have sentiments towards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, towards I mean, it's been bridge. There all my life.
Yeah, it's it's a heck of a bridge.
Yeah, it is a beautiful view in the evening time.
Oh yeah, there's a view of it right there.
Yep, I was looking at that earlier.
Yes,
My building has windows all around it.
Oh,
so you have that view.
Yes. Oh, and that's what's great about. Having a place on the river is the view.
The view is beautiful at night.
Yeah, and during the day.
I mean, it's due too, but at night when it's lit up and the barges are going through at night.
Oh, I bet. I bet that is nice. And you're up higher, so you've got a better view than even being down low.
Yep.
Yes.
Very beautiful.
Yes. Well, I'm sure that's a big thing for you guys as far as people coming in.
Yes, because they've never seen a bridge raising.
Oh, yeah, because they can just sit there and eat and watch the bridge.
Yeah.
Which you can't necessarily do at any other restaurant in Hardin.
No.
Because the Barefoot's
it's gone.
Yeah.
Except for the new one.
Now, can you see it from the new one?
No. You can at a distance. Yeah, you can.
But you guys are right on it.
It's right there.
Yeah, it's right there.
That's what's cool.
That's what's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can remember because we used to have a place, River House, across from the Northside Grocery.
Yeah.
We had that for years. Yep. And Roger Wolfel, another classmate of Greg and I, and I can remember one time I was outside on the dock or something and Roger, was a captain on the barge, and a couple times he's yelling, "Hey Chris, what are you doing over there?" "Hey Roger," yelling back and forth. So, growing up on the river is quite an experience.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes. So, you got a great menu. You got a great view. I'll tell you what, listeners, if you have a chance. You've got to get out and visit the Hardin Drive-In, the new and improved Hardin Drive-In with one of the best views
in Calhoun County.
Yes. And we got Mother's Day coming up, and you guys are going to be open for Mother's Day.
Yes, we are. Yep.
Well, that'll be exciting. Well, Kim, Mandy, thanks so much for coming in for this Spotlight interview.
You're welcome.
Do you have anything else you want to throw out there and add to this?
Just come out, enjoy the view, have a glass of wine.
Enjoy the food.
Enjoy the food.
Yes. All right. Well.
And meet new friends.
All right. And everybody's friendly over in Hardin.
Yes,
in Calhoun,
they are.
Everybody's
yes.
friendly.
Everybody's
yes.
friendly.
Yep. Yes, for sure. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.